ABC Radio Australia.
International political analysts say the relationship between France and Australia has hit its lowest point in living memory as the ructions continue after Canberra bailed out of a $90 billion submarine contract. Australia has abandoned that deal in preference to a new agreement with the United States, which will supply the technology for a fleet of nuclear-powered subs instead. That news came as a big surprise to France, which has retaliated by recalling its ambassador to Australia. Against that background, Catherine Grau considers the implications for future relations in the Pacific, where Australia and France are key allies.
It's one of Australia's most significant defence strategy changes in years. A new deal with the United Kingdom and the United States that's designed to counter threats in the Indo-Pacific region. A key part of it is a new fleet of nuclear-powered submarines. But that means that Australia will be scrapping its $90 billion project it already had for French-designed submarines. And France isn't happy about that. Its ambassador to Australia, Jean-Pierre Thibault, told the ABC it wasn't the fact that Australia pulled out of the deal, but the manner that it was done, with the government only finding out in the media.
Our anger, we felt fooled. The way you discuss with your friends, it was really stunning the way it was done. And maybe we were not friends.
The ambassador is already back in Paris after being withdrawn from Australia on the weekend in protest. Emeritus Professor Damon Kingsbury is an expert in international politics at Deakin University. He says Australia's relationship with France goes a long way back, but he thinks it's now hit rock bottom.
It's certainly the lowest point that Australian-French relations have been at in living memory and probably ever. The two countries have never been especially close, but they've had a cordial and constructive relationship. There have been tensions, of course, in the past with nuclear testing in the Pacific, but by and large, relations between France and Australia have been good.
And one of the reasons they've been good is because they're actually Pacific neighbours. The French territory, New Caledonia, shares a maritime border with Australia. Its capital, Noumea, is much closer to Brisbane than it is Paris. But this public spat comes at a key time for France's future in the Pacific region. New Caledonians are preparing for the third and final vote on possible independence. And that will mark the end of the Noumea Accord, an agreement that's helped ensure peace in New Caledonia and Australia's neighbourhood for 30 years.
I think the Pacific, it is the new games for the big country on the world.
Michael Forrest is part of the pro-independence group, the FLNKS in New Caledonia, and is its foreign affairs spokesman. He hadn't expected the new deal between Australia, the US and the UK, despite the shifting geopolitics in the Indo-Pacific region.
Like, I think all parts of the world, we are very surprised about this news.
But as the rift between Australia and France, but also China, plays out, Michael Forrest is not taking sides. He's only seeing opportunity because it's now less than 2 months before the referendum and the possibility of an independent New Caledonia.
New Caledonia, we are very several partnership with Australia. I think it is as part of the implementation of the Noumea Accord. So now with the new picture, future picture, and also the end of the Noumea Accord, also we have many opportunities on the table. And we need now to discuss with all Kanak parties, with the Melanesian country, to organize our position, face the new political mechanic with this commercial contract from Australia with France and now from Australia with US.
When asked if he thought that China poses a threat in the region, Michael Forrest was diplomatic.
I think we are open for all discussion. Australia and New Zealand, it is our close country, like Vanuatu. This is one thing. Second thing, China, it is the first commercial partner, especially for the nickel. So in the economic situation in New Caledonia now, China, it is the first partner of commercial change.
And it was clear the FLNKS wants to stay out of military competition.
For FLNKS, we don't have the objective to make of New Caledonia it is a military power in the Pacific. It's not our objective. Again, we just take the opportunity for the end of the Nouméa Accord to push a new vision for the next future of my country and also for the Pacific country.
A nearby neighbour, Papua New Guinea, is taking a similar approach. Prime Minister James Marape says that he respects Australia's new defence and nuclear submarine agreement so long as it doesn't cause disharmony in the Pacific.
Australia is a country on its own. They're there to decide their own sovereign policy in respect to the military strategy or the foreign strategy. I am not at a place to influence Australian policy in as far as the internal security is concerned. That is a call they make, and I respect fully the call they made. But we also understand that the total security of our region, we have a very peaceful part of planet Earth. We want to protect that peace and serenity. And if any activity partner nations close to us work in as far as securing peace is concerned, we got no problem. But if such activities bring disharmony in the region, then we have an issue.
And Mr. Marape doesn't think the new defence partnership will have implications for the naval base on Manus Island, which is currently being redeveloped with help from Australia and the US.
I don't think so at the moment. We will ensure that our sovereignty is not influenced by what happens in Australia and elsewhere. Our waters and our sovereignty will be protected by our own specific bilaterals we have with all nations. Now, Papua New Guinea is friends to all enemies to none, as our headline foreign policy remains. And what happens in Australia is strictly domestically Australian business, but their interests will not infringe into our sovereign interests.
Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape, and we've put in questions to many of the other leaders in the Pacific to get their take on the new Australian defence strategy, including those in Fiji, Vanuatu and Marshall Islands, but so far without response. That story from Catherine Grau with Natalie Whiting. We'll be exploring the impact of Australia's submarine switch on the Pacific in our Talanoa Tuesday slot a little later in the show with Dr. Malcolm Davis from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute and ANU's Dr. Terence Wood, who has suggested that Australia, the US and UK are needlessly escalating tensions with China.